6 months into the Trump presidency, hard to remember anything quite like it. Healthcare reformers in tatters, despite having the numbers. The tweets have redefined communication to the people from the highest of offices. He's openly attacking his own attorney general at the moment. He's under investigation of links with Russia, with one commentator suggesting just yesterday, actually, it could well end in impeachment. Specialising in the field of legal and political philosophy is New Zealand-born and raised Jeremy Waldron, who these days is Professor of Law and Philosophy at New York University. He happens to be back in the country for a lecture is with us. Jeremy, very good morning to you.
It's very good to be on the show, Mike.
All politics aside, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican, do you find this, what you're seeing, astonishing?
Yes, it's astonishing. It's astonishing certainly for the antics of the Trump administration, but it's also astonishing for the complete collapse of civility on both sides in the politics of the United States.
See, I've always argued I back his right to enact what he said he would do based on the fact he went to the people, he said, here's my plan, they voted for him, so he's got the right to do it. But then how much do you reckon he's causing trouble for himself versus those who are looking to destroy him?
There's certainly an awful lot of shooting himself in the foot. It happens on a regular basis, two or three times a week. So that can't be denied. People are very, very happy to see him making mistakes. Matter of fact, I think we're all becoming addicted to watching mishaps and screw-ups by the Trump administration. And I think that's unhealthy.
Do you reckon it's wearing him down?
It's hard to tell. One would have thought so, just looking at the way he began, but now it's 6 months in, and if anything, he seems to be as ebullient as ever. It's perfectly possible he would have thrown up his hands and say, the hell with it, I don't need this.
Yeah. Because what I can't understand is this is a bloke who comes from, like him or not, he comes from a world where you make a decision and stuff gets done, and that's what he's used to, so suddenly hits Washington, doesn't have a clue what's going on, and the whole thing is a mess. You would think, you'd say, why would you bother with it? And yet I've never seen, he seems to pump up every day, set for some more.
Yes, I think that's exactly right. He pumps up every day and he's all set for more. He's been in business at a relatively low level of business, running a real estate operation. He's used to being an autocrat. Politics is not like that. You have a quarter of a billion people to appease and conciliate. You have tens of thousands of people in the administration in one capacity or another, and you have to get along with people you don't agree with, and he's not used to that, I think.
See, your lecture, Reclaiming Respect in a Time of Polarized Politics, I mean, all of that's beyond repair, isn't it, if you look at Washington?
It's dangerously close to being beyond repair. It's not entirely clear how we walk it back. And it's not just the Trump presidency. If you have a look at this last 20 years. We had a contested election with Al Gore and George Bush in the year 2000. We had the Bertha controversy about whether Obama was entitled to stand for the office of president. We had Trump's aspersions about the popular vote in the 2016 election. And now we have these calls for impeachment. It looks as though we're taking baby steps towards a process where we wouldn't just have the ordinary turnover of electoral victory and defeat, which characterizes any healthy democracy, but moving to something like Brazil, where the normal transition is impeachment or removal from office.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw it because you're here, but John McCain gave a speech in the Senate yesterday.
I did see it, yeah.
He talked about we're spinning our wheels through a lack of cooperation. He's got a point. So if he's got a point, why don't they listen to that point and do something about it?
Well, they listen to it and they applaud and they all burst into tears and then they go and carry on doing exactly the same thing. But on the other hand, people like McCain and Lindsey Graham and others are beacons of hope in this possibility. One thing to look at is to look at his concession speech to Senator Obama in 2008, because it was a model of civility, a model of how you hand over the reins of power. It was it's available on YouTube and well worth seeing for what we've lost, and the question is, as you say, can we get it back?
So when you talk about, look at the healthcare, for example, so they've got the House of Reps, they've got the Senate, they've got the White House. This is the Republicans. If you can't do business with that equation, is that your fault or the system's fault?
It's got to be a little bit of both, but you must remember, the parties like the GOP, the Republican Party, these are broad churches. These are great coalitions of quite different people. And so you have moderates who believe in social services, you have libertarians who don't, and you have to try to appease those, and that's even before you get to the other side. Mm. And that's what I meant by President Trump having to find that it's not like just issuing an order from a CEO's memo pad. It's a matter of appeasing, moderating, cooperating, compromising, dealing with dozens of different factions, even within your own party, even if you do have control of both houses.
Where do you reckon this presidency ends?
If I had to guess, Mike, I would say it ends in resignation in a year or two. Just as I said, he'll just say, the hell with it. Who needs this? I don't think it ends in impeachment. I think it's very unhealthy to talk about impeachment. I don't think it ends in 25th Amendment removal for incapacity. I think it's unhealthy to talk about that. But it does seem perfectly possible that it ends in resignation if it just have defeat after defeat after defeat.
Fantastic to have you on the show, Jeremy. Have a good stay in the country. Jeremy Waldron, a lecturer to the Maxim Institute, by the way, with the support from the Law Foundation.